Conditional use number 2602, Sunset Bridge Corporation.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2602 for Sunset Bridge Corporation for a nonprofit public charity providing a respite care facility and use based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks approval to allow a nonprofit charity to provide a respite care facility for individuals with their close family members. Two, the applicant has stated that this facility will not be a nursing home. Instead, it will provide a safe and honorable structured environment for individuals nearing the end of their life with their immediate family members. This will include counseling and guidance for the family group. Three, there will be no more than three terminal individuals needing respite care with their immediate families at the facility at any one time. Four, representatives of the applicant testified that this program will be structured with programming and 24-hour on-site supervision at all times. Five, this site is a large lot and the new structure will be residential in character. It will comply with all residential height and setback requirements, and it will not appear materially different in design and size from a permitted residential home that could be placed on the property. As a result, this structured use will result in potentially less traffic and impact on the nearby community than if a large vacation home is constructed on the property for a large family weekly rental use. Six, this use fills an important need and service to Sussex County residents and their families. Although there are nursing homes and assisted living facilities throughout the county, there are few, if any, facilities for terminal patients to spend quality time with family in a dignified, comfortable manner while receiving respite care and counseling about the circumstances. Seven, there's no compelling evidence in the record that this will have a negative impact on area roadways or nearby properties. The use is limited, and the concerns raised by neighboring property owners will also be mitigated by the conditions imposed upon this conditional use. The property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Nine, this use satisfies the purpose of a conditional use under our Sussex County Zoning Code. The services that will be provided here have a charitable, public, or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the property shall be operated as a nonprofit residential care facility for respite care. There shall be no more than three respite care individuals, along with their immediate family members, staying in the home at any one time. In addition, there shall be no more than six staff members on site at any one time. B, the property shall not be operated as a nursing home or assisted living facility for indefinite admissions by infirm individuals. C, the home shall be staffed by qualified supervisors at all times. D, the home shall be shall maintain its residential appearance at all times, and there shall not be any signage on the property. In furtherance of this, and as proffered by the applicant, A, the first floor footprint of the structure shall not exceed 3,000 square feet, excluding any exterior ramp, outdoor gazebo, garden areas, or walkways. B, the structure shall not exceed two stories in height, not including its roof, and there shall be no more than six bedrooms within the structure. These architectural requirements shall be included on the final site plan. E, the use of the home shall comply with all the standard state agency requirements that may apply, including but not limited to those mandated by DLDOT, DNREC, the Sussex Conservation District, and the State Fire Marshal's Office. F, to ensure that there's sufficient parking on the site for the use, no parking by residents, staff, or visitors shall be permitted on the roadways of the adjacent Bethany Woods subdivision or within the cul-de-sac at the end of Charlie's Run. The on-site parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. H, no dumpsters shall be utilized on the site. Instead, only residential-type trash receptacles shall be used. The applicant is encouraged to use the same service as the surrounding properties to avoid additional trash pickups on area roadways. I, the failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. In addition, shall this conditional use lapse or be terminated for any reason, the property shall automatically revert to use as a single-family residence. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I get a second.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2602, Sunset Bridge Corporation. Mr. Allen?
Although yes, for reason condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. And I would like to add that I'm very excited that Sunset Bridge is looking for, hoping to do this in our Sussex County area, much needed and well-deserved service. Absolutely. Motion carries 5-0.